Good morning. The president of the Valencia region, Ximo Puig, has announced a COVID passport will be required to enter bars, restaurants and leisure venues across Valencia from next weekend. The measure will remain in place over the Christmas holidays. Whilst the regional government has approved a mandatory COVID passport, the decision still needs to be endorsed by the Supreme Court in order for the measure to be implemented before the December Puente next weekend. And once approved, it will remain in place for at least 30 days. The passport provides proof that the bearer has been either fully vaccinated, has tested negative via PCR in the previous 72 hours, or antigen test in the previous 48, or has fully recovered from the disease in the previous 6 months. The main business associations in the region have expressed their support for the measure, recognising that in the face of rising cases, the alternative is to impose capacity and opening restrictions. Meanwhile, the extremely rapid rising corona figures in Europe are causing concern. Give every adult a booster shot, was the advice from the EU President Ursula von der Leyen. Spain has seen the numbers increase in recent weeks. The incidence rose to 148.8 cases per 100,000 on Wednesday. A week ago, it was 96.1. The Ministry of Health has indicated that it would like to offer a third dose to all adults. An extra dose is currently already being given to the over 70s, and soon people over the age of 60 will also receive an invitation. Initially, the plan was to only offer this booster shot to the over 60s and the most vulnerable. However, the Ministry now wants to lower this limit. It hopes to make the booster shot available to all adults, with a priority for people over 40. And 15 people have been arrested as the Guardia Civil have conducted another drugs bust. Operation Montiel detained people belonging to a criminal organisation for alleged crimes of drug trafficking, people trafficking, money laundering and document forgery, amongst other things. Seven properties were targeted in Albacete, Oliva, Cordoba, Valencia, Torrepacheo and Murcia. According to official reports, 6,648 cannabis plants, seven high-end vehicles, various tools and cash were seized at the indoor plantations. Packaged marijuana buds were hidden between clothing that was being shipped throughout Europe. Some of the shipments were bound for the UK, Holland, Belgium and France. Now, that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.